January 28, 1911. Love forces God to tear the veils of faith. The church is agonizing, but will not die. As I was in my usual state, the heart of my sweet Jesus made itself seen, and as I looked inside of Jesus, I could see his heart in him, and looking inside of myself, I could see his most holy heart also within me. Oh, how much gentleness, how many delights, how many harmonies could be felt in that heart! Then, while I was delighting with Jesus, I heard his most gentle voice coming out from his heart, telling me, "Daughter, delight of my heart, love wants its outpourings, otherwise one could not go on, especially one who really loves me and does not admit within herself any other pleasure, any other taste, any other life but love. I feel so drawn toward them, that love itself forces me to tear the veils of faith, and I reveal myself, making them enjoy, down here also, paradise at intervals. Love gives me no time to wait for death with those who really love me, but I anticipate it also in this life. Enjoy, feel my delights, see how many contentments there are in my heart. Take part in everything, pour yourself out in my love, so that yours may expand more and you may love me more." While he was saying this, I saw some priests, and Jesus continued, "My daughter, the church in these times is agonizing, but will not die. On the contrary, she will rise again more beautiful. The good priests strive for a life more stripped, more sacrificed, more pure. The bad priests strive for a life more interested, more comfortable, more sensual, all earthly. I speak, but not to them. I speak to the few good ones, be they even one per town. To these do I speak, and I command, I beg, I supplicate that they make these houses of reunion, saving for me the priests who will come into these shelters, by rendering them completely free from any bond of family. And through these few good ones will my church recover from her agony. These are my support, my pillars, the continuation of the life of the church. I do not speak to the others, that is, to those who do not feel like freeing themselves of any bond of family. Because if I speak, I am certainly not listened to. Even more, at the mere thought of breaking every bond, they become indignant. Ah! Unfortunately, they are accustomed to drinking the cup of interest and the like, which, while being sweetness for the flesh, is poison for the soul. These will end up drinking the sewer of the world. I want to save them at any cost, but I am not listened to. Therefore I speak, but for them it is as if I were not speaking.